will say in
irreparable.
They say,
okay, we're back.
Irregardless.
Oh, there's 5 minutes.
Or, well, that's over.
Well, that was 30 seconds ago.
I'm just the messenger. I'm not the IT person. We're all okay. All right, after a brief recess, we are back on and ready to go to general order day 3, where amendments are voted on. We have ONCA 2350, an act to amend Osage Nation Boards Act 15 ONC 5-105 and the Gaming Reform Act 14 ONC 12-105 to prohibit board members and the business entities they own or partially own from contracting with the boards on which they sit for goods or services, and to establish an alternate effective date. There is one amendment proposed, presented by Congressman Potts. Page 1, line 43, after services, insert, boards are prohibited from donating, sponsoring, or contributing philanthropy with money, goods, or services to any entity owned or partially owned by a board member, or to any entity with which a board member is affiliated. Is there any discussion? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is very straightforward, but Mr. Potts, would you just like to elaborate on it a little bit, but especially since, you know, that was during committee that we had that discussion and with everybody here now, if you don't mind.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. So this amendment is born out of discussion in our committee. The original language in the bill specifically said donating. There was concern that some intent may be there to call something a sponsorship instead of a donation because of how that's happened in the past. So the new language includes donating, sponsoring, or contributing philanthropically with any money. So this will cover any type of donation, any type of monetary donation, any type of good, or any type of service to any board member's personal business or partially owned business, and to any entity to which the board member is affiliated. So if one of our board members serves on, say, a community organization board, or a board for a benevolence fund, this would prohibit the board member from directing a contribution to that other entity as well.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and thank you, Congressman Potts. And I really view this after what we've been through. We discussed it in committee. I really feel like this is a protection that we are putting in place also for, you know, potential conflict of interest. And it's just something to strengthen that ability for that to not occur. Therefore, I look at it as a protection as our board members. And we've been talking a lot about board, you know, how we're going to better support our board members and what we can do down here with that. And I feel like this language definitely supports protecting a conflict of interest. Thank you.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. As stated, this was discussed for some time in Commerce, Gaming, and Land, and I felt like this is going to be one of the better amendments that come out of this session. That is see how important it is? The lights went out.
We are powerless to stop it.
It's the power of the amendment.
So that means we're not on the air, correct?
These are battery powered.
Motion to reset.